The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we are talking the mask. You know, the mask that Kanye has been rocking for a few months now. We haven't had that many details on it. Nobody's really said much, but some more things emerged in this last week. You know, people have been running wild with the minister's black veil theory, and I don't think that's right. I made a video about it, but some details, right? So first, this post from Emo's Ad Boy 420. We pretty much already knew this, but it's now basically confirmed that Pierre-Louis Vray designed this new face mask. And you can see here, that's just because Pierre runs this Forbidden Knowledge. That's his Instagram. And down here, he has the like brush and paint tray. What's that thing called again? just kind of showing that it's his art, right, on this mask. So we have that. And Pierre and Kanye go back a little bit. You may remember the Donda cover art that may never get used. That's Pierre. Or you may remember the God's Country cover art. That's also Pierre. I do prefer Donda to God's Country. I mean, the thing with God's Country, I really like that and the horse, but the cowboy hat, like just a straight up cowboy, always leaves me going like, eh. But this is his Instagram account, and it's really weird. Like, if you've seen some of the stuff that Kanye's into when it comes to the art world, and even just like anime and mechs and that kind of thing, you can see why these two get along in terms of just concepts and designs. Jean-Pierre's also really into like alien stuff, so it's very fitting, like aliens and robots, and it feels very anime inspired, sci-fi inspired at times, like Nintendo video games, body armor, all this stuff. You can see why Kanye's probably really excited, right? Like, look at this. It's like a Gundam outfit or Transformers outfit. And you can see here that it was January 12th, 2018 that he has this picture with Kim and this phone case that's so terrifying. But this is back in 2018. So maybe this was when Kanye and Jean-Pierre first started connecting and working together. Maybe it's been 3 years. But there's also this post, Pierre-Louis Vray on Instagram, saw a person wearing these outside church this morning. It was a Kanye Sunday service. I unfortunately got kicked out before I could ask. And if you click on the post, it just tells you that it doesn't exist anymore. So I'm very curious, one, who was wearing these shoes? And two, what did he do to get kicked out? Because it seems like he and Kanye are kind of close and that Sunday service is pretty chill. So he's getting kicked out of Sunday service. Maybe he's just being dramatic and it's like a figure of speech, but I was blown away by that. There was also something where he kind of started getting a name back in 2017 when he was still a school student, because he had done this design and then Gucci came out with this for a runway show. And what is it? Pierre had been posting things like this on Instagram for a while. And was just like, you stole my look. What's going on? Like, I'm just a student. You're Gucci. I have no recourse. So a little bit of drama there for you people in fashion. But we saw Kanye actually go to his dentist this last week and he was wearing the mask, which I'm sure he wasn't wearing the mask during the exam. Right. But it is funny to think about, like, dentist is kind of like, Kanye, open your mouth. Is your mouth open? I can't really do anything like this. And you can see that Kanye hooked him up with the Yeezys. So the mask having a few different versions and Kanye still wearing it out in public. This is actually Travis Scott and not Kanye at all. But it's a mask that Kanye's been wearing that Pierre designed. We've seen Travis in this mask a few times, but we also saw Kanye in France. He was pictured without the mask a few times in France, but then it seems like he put it on at some point. And then all of this builds up to this post right here that Cultural Toe ended up sharing. And you can see that this Adam Too Wavy said, "It makes me really sad that he's got to rock a ski mask in public to feel comfortable." And IBM Jasper, who is Kanye's longtime, barber? Said he wears it because it looks dope. Y'all be reading into things too much. So that seems to be the simplest thing right there. Like, Kanye likes the mask. People are wearing masks, right? Face coverings. And he's just like, I hate those. So I'm going to wear this because it looks great. Reminds me of the Yeezus days. Those were the good old days, right? And it seems like that's all there is to it. Maybe Kanye will come out and there's some larger intent. But I've always kind of thought it was more of a fashion thing in general. So... that's it. That's kind of the big info that I built up to. if you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, subscribe, or comment, as those things tell YouTube this is a channel people like, and then they show it to more people. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, where we do line by line lyrical analysis of Kanye's albums and songs. We're currently finishing up our Graduation 2.0 and about to start into 808's 2.0. So you can check that all out. Look for Watching the Throne on Apple, Spotify, Instagram. My dog is losing its mind. And then we also have our movie analysis website, Film Colossus. So you can check those out. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy.